Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
State Attorney General Martha Coakley has a commanding lead in the Democratic gubernatorial primary, but Republican Charlie Baker is inching closer to Coakley in a possible general election matchup. Those are the key findings in a new WBUR poll out this morning. WBUR political reporter David Scharfenberg has more.
The poll shows Martha Coakley way up in the five-way Democratic primary. 51% of likely voters back Coakley. Treasurer Steve Grossman, her next closest competitor, gets 7% of the vote.
So far, it's Martha Coakley by quite a large margin.
That's Steve Cozzella, president of the Massing Polling Group, which conducted the survey for WBUR. He says the polls in recent months have been very consistent.
The few polls that have been done on this, the numbers have gone up and down a little bit, you know, but they've all shown Martha Coakley ahead by quite a large margin. And none of the other candidates really posing a serious challenge yet.
Coakley's lead is built in part on name recognition. 96% of voters say they've heard of her. For three other Democrats in the race, Don Berwick, Juliette Kayyem, and Joe Avalone, the number hovers around 30%.
Honestly, I really don't know anything about the candidates.
That's poll respondent Sienna Evans, a special education teacher who lives in Boston. She has heard of one of the candidates, Martha Coakley, and she's got a generally favorable impression, but Evans says she's open to learning about the others. The second-tier Democrats can take some solace in that, but they've been taking solace for several months now, and Cozzella, the pollster, says it may be time for concern. Those who have won high office in this state in recent years had far higher name recognition at this point in their campaigns.
Ed Markey, Deval Patrick, Elizabeth Warren, they weren't all universally known, but they'd all made a lot more progress.
But Peter Ubertasio, a political science professor at Stonehill College, says Berwick, Kayyem, and Avalone may still have time.
They don't really need to be worried about the general public at this point, because this is still an insider's moment.
Ubertasio says the chief task for lesser-known candidates right now is winning over the party activists who will attend the state Democratic convention next month. Candidates need to win 15% of delegates just to get on the Democratic primary ballot in September. The problem, he says, is that poor performance in the polls could influence the party insiders the candidates are all courting.
The danger is that some of their fellow Democrats may be thinking, these other candidates haven't really been able to shake up this race, and do we really want to go with someone who may be languishing, you know, in the single digits in these early polls?
Whoever emerges from the Democratic scrum will probably face Republican frontrunner Charlie Baker. The WBUR poll of 504 likely voters puts Baker ahead of Grossman, Berwick, and Kayyem in head-to-head matchups. That's consistent with a poll we did 2 months ago. Baker trailed Coakley by 15 points in that March poll. Now he's shrunk the margin to 9. His biggest gains come among Republicans, independents, and men. Poll respondent Michael Long is an unemployed telephone lineman from Milford. He's an independent who has voted for Democrats and Republicans in the past, but after years of Democratic dominance on Beacon Hill, he's ready for a change.
I don't like the one-party rule that's going on in the state for the last 10 years. I don't think it's good for us.
But if Baker is making modest gains on Coakley, pollster Steve Cozzella says he still has a big problem.
The number that should still be concerning to him is one that's become well known over the last few election cycles in Massachusetts, and that's the vote among women.
Governor Deval Patrick and Senators Elizabeth Warren and Ed Markey had strong support from women.
All had very sizable leads among female voters that made the job that the Republican candidates had to do very, very difficult. I mean, they would have had to run up a huge margin among male voters.
Baker knows it all too well. It was the women's vote that sunk him when he last ran for governor 4 years ago. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Scharfenberg.